In order to develop young players, as young as nine upwards, you need to have a facility that they can actually play during the winter when we have inclement weather. And so in the simplistic form, that's exactly what it is. But it, as you say, it's much more than that. It's a £50 million development, transformation of Compton Park, St Edmunds Catholic Academy moving from its school site, which we now stand on, to the university site and a refurbished school, 55 new executive homes, a new science park centre built by the university, an academy facility that's been given to our community trust. Just a fantastic collaboration between the private and public sectors.
Jez, there's a real sense of purpose about Wolves at the moment, both off and on the field.
Yeah, I think so. It's because we're all on the same page. We're all trying to achieve the same thing. We know what we're trying to do, how we're trying to do it, and we're comfortable in our own skin. And I think our supporters now fully or much more clearly understand what we're all about and how, importantly, how we're going about it. And we often say, if people don't like, and I'm not talking about supporters, but if players that we're trying to recruit or coaches we're trying to recruit or what have you, don't understand what we're trying to do and don't like it, then really they shouldn't join us because they've got to be on the same page.
And hand on heart, Mike's already mentioned, you've had some bleak times. If you could see yourself now 2 years ago, would you believe that you would be standing here with this facility, Wolves flying high in the Championship?
Well, I have to say there are times during the process of trying to get the Compton Park project properly, you know, completed, where I thought we wouldn't do it. And there were some very dark moments. But as I say, Steve Morgan continually pressed us and encouraged us. And, where there's a will, there's a way. And there was a will to do this. And I'm delighted it's come off. I'm very, very proud.
And matters on the pitch are going very well as well. You're flying high in the Championship.
Yeah, there's a long way to go. And I don't like getting too excited about success or too depressed about failures. And you're going to have some failures and successes along the way. We've got a long way to go, but we've got a young team that's got purpose. It knows what it's trying to achieve. And I think the future looks very bright.
And with January on the horizon, will that mean meetings between the various football people and Kenny to see how you can move forward signings-wise?
Yeah, I knew you'd ask that question. I knew we had to. No, it's fine.
Sorry.
Don't apologise. What I would say is these conversations don't just happen when January's coming along. Sure. It literally is a conversation we have every single week. It's part of our DNA because I think that, as we've sometimes found out to our cost, when you recruit badly, you suffer from it for a very long time. So in terms of recruitment, for every transfer window, and invariably every transfer window we've done some business, it's got to be right. And so, yeah, we're looking at January, and hopefully we'll be able to make some positive moves.